From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Brendan Power from the Central Pennsylvania Irish rock band Kilmaine Saints. The Saints have been bringing their own flavor of hard-hitting original and traditional Irish songs to stages in this area and far beyond for nearly 4 years, building an army of loyal fans and followers. During the recording of their second and latest album, Drunken Redemption, the Saints had over 40 fans contribute $50 or more to their Kickstarter campaign for the privilege of joining the band in the recording studio to sing backing vocals on the record.
You know, we had a lot of people do it, and it goes to show what our fans are like and how much fun they have and the support, and really, they're friends. They've become, instead of being like, you know, people that come see the shows, they're like friends and family.
Coming up, it's Brendan Power from the Kilmaine Saints, and we're skirting the curtain with Joanna Underhill from Creative Works of Lancaster. Joanna joins us each month with an update on the Lancaster area theater scene. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up this week, Central Pennsylvania invades Wilmington, Delaware at the World Cafe Live at the Queen. Five bands from Lancaster and York will be performing a showcase upstairs at the Queen on Thursday, March 28th, starting at 7 p.m. The lineup includes Adam Blessing, Secondhand Suits, Mark DeRose and the Dreadnought Brigade, Indian Summer Jars, and American Holler. A ticket for the show is a mere $5. You can catch the Central Pennsylvania Showcase at World Cafe Live in Wilmington, Delaware this Thursday, March 28th. Friday night, March 29th, Live from the Cellar presents Josh Albright and Mark DeRose and the Dreadnought Brigade for a special stripped-down acoustic show. I'll be playing bass with Mark and cannot wait to get back to the Cellar to perform. The Cellar is a house concert series in downtown Lancaster that has quickly become one of the hottest venues in town. In the last year, hosts Josh and Kelly Gibble have welcomed a wide variety of local, regional, and national acts, such as Dennison Whitmer, The Stray Birds, Derry Miller and the Vell, Sarah Blacker, Jessica Smucker, and the list goes on and on. If you haven't been, check it out this Friday evening. It's a $5 to $10 sliding scale donation, and you can bring your own bottle. Seats are limited, so email livefromthecellarinfo@gmail.com to make reservations, or link up from the show post for today's episode. Hope to see you Friday night, live from the Cellar. Saturday night, March 30th, The Village in downtown Lancaster presents The Big Rock Show, featuring our good buddies in Derry Miller and The Vale, along with Last Seen in Reno, Carving Out Fiction, and Face for Radio. This week also marks the release of the brand new Derry Miller EP, Guess You Had the Wrong Impression. This, my friends, will be a breakout record for Derry and the band. The record officially comes out on Tuesday, March 26th. You can find it everywhere online that day and look for a special vinyl release coming later this year. Here's a sneak peek. This is my pick, Testify, from Derry Miller and the Vale on Around the Wood Stove. That's Derry Miller and the Vale with Testify on Around the Woodstove. Saturday night, March 30th, don't miss the Big Rock Show featuring Derry Miller and the Vale at the Village Nightclub, 205 Christian Street in Lancaster. Advance tickets are only $6. Joanna Underhill is the Vice Chair of Creative Works of Lancaster. Each month she joins us for a look at what's going on in the Lancaster theater scene. We're skirting the curtain with Joanna Underhill on Around the Wood Stove.
Joanna, welcome back to the program. Let's talk about April. It's springtime. It's here.
It's springtime, and we're going to be showered with theatrical events. So excited.
Nice.
Get your arts umbrellas out.
And we start with...
Actually, this opens on March 28th, but it runs till April 6th, and it's part two of Angels in America at Ephrata Performing Arts Center. It's called Perestroika, and I highly recommend everyone go see it. I saw part one, and it was wonderful. And even if you didn't see part one, then go to the library, read part one, and then go watch the live performance of part two, because these actors are great. I mean, it's as good as any professional theater you'd see, and it's kind of amazing to sit there and watch people you know are music teachers and work in retail doing this incredible piece of work.
I've heard nothing but awesome, awesome reviews.
Yes.
I didn't get to see it myself, but yeah, I mean, the reviews and people on Facebook and different places are just raving.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just so proud of that, like, little community theater that could. Yeah. That's just a really scary piece of, I said it before in the other... Last month. It's a scary piece of theater to do, and they did it justice. They did themselves justice, and I think it really deserves to be seen. It's got a short run, but people should really go see it.
What are the dates? You said it starts on the 28th.
It starts the 28th of March, and it runs until April 6th.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty short.
All right.
EPAC. So get there while you can. EPAC and Ephrata. Go to EphrataPlayhouseInThePark.org.
Right on. And we'll link up in the show post, as always.
Right after that, we have an awesome playwright in Lancaster. Andy Bragan is a visiting professor at Franklin and Marshall. He is good friends with Sarah Rule, who he got to come speak last month at FNM. And he himself is a playwright, and he's going to give a reading on April 3rd at 7:30 at the Writer's House. And I have got a chance to see... his wife performed a piece that he wrote, and the film director, Hal Hartley, filmed it. And it's really funny and fantastic. And that's any indication of how talented he is, then it's going to be a really great evening.
Awesome. Is there a charge for that?
Free and open to the public.
Best kind.
Absolutely.
That's April 3rd at the Writer's House on FNM's campus.
And then also actually coming to FNM, we're linking this all together, because Sarah Rule, the playwright who was there last month, her play Orlando is being produced by Franklin and Marshall.
Oh, okay.
And that's based on Virginia Woolf's novel of the same name about a, it's like 18th century nobleman who falls asleep and wakes up a woman. And it's been called, it's very interesting, yes. It's been called a subtle and satiric commentary on the status of men and women. And I read reviews of this play was when it was produced in New York in 2010, and it got great reviews. And... Sarah Rule, I mean, you should go see anything Sarah Rule writes. And I really think that it's a great piece for college students. I think they're at a great age to explore those issues. Mm-hmm. And so I would highly recommend that. And that's going to run, that just runs one weekend. It's April 4th through the 7th at Franklin Marshall in the Rochelle Performing Arts Center.
Excellent.
Okay, so April is known for being the birth month of Shakespeare. And the People Shakespeare Project has teamed up with the Keystone Art and Culture Center to present a Happy Birthday William Shakespeare event on April 15th. And it is from 4 to 6:30. And at 5:15, there's a special performance called Dancing with the Sonnets. And that features actor Laura Howell, who's the founder of the People Shakespeare Project, along with some FNM dancers and a violinist. And it is a... musical interpretation of 22 sonnets.
Wow.
Yeah. I have not been to one of these events. I know people who've gone in the last couple of years. They say they're a lot of fun. I've just always had something to do, unfortunately, when they do them. But I know this serves as a big fundraiser for the People Shakespeare Project.
Oh, great.
So tickets are $25 for adults. They're $15 for students. But there's food and music. Keystone Center is a really cool place to go hang out.
So it's a full experience.
Absolutely, yes. And it's very family-friendly, too.
Oh, good.
I know a lot of people take their kids.
What else you got there?
Well, actually, opening on April 23rd, Shakespeare's birthday, a play that has nothing to do with Shakespeare, but it's fabulous. It's called Dream Girls, and it'll be at the Fulton. And it's running there through May 11th. No, May 12th. Sorry. And so Dream Girls, if you don't know, is loosely based on the career of Diana Ross and the Supremes, made famous by the movie with Beyoncé and Jennifer Hudson. But I just think, like anything, the movie was fun, but you should really go see stuff like this live.
Great. Dream Girls at the Fulton.
And then, also at the Fulton, the Family Theater continues.
Right on.
It's April 27th through May 11th, and it's the Musical Adventures of Flat Stanley. And that is based on the children's book Flat Stanley, about a little boy named Stanley who wakes up flat one day.
I don't know this book.
It's a very simple concept.
How did I miss that?
I know. And I didn't read it either, but I was reading up on it. I've heard of it. So it sounds like it's a great story. I don't know how you're going to get a flat kid on stage, but they're going to do it. And he wakes up, he gets flattened. But then the cool thing is they discover his brother can fly him like a kite. He can get mail to his friends. And I even think he helps solves an art museum crime by pretending to be art on the wall. So they've taken that book and turned it into a musical. And it sounds like it's just going to be tons of fun.
And those shows are typically Saturday mornings, right?
Yeah, Saturday mornings at 11. If you check the website, there's sometimes a few added Friday performances.
Okay, great. That sounds fantastic. What's the what else do you have?
All right.
You got to have one more.
I got one more. Featuring the amazing Terry Mastrobono, who's been performing in Lancaster for decades. And she'll be outside of Lancaster, though, performing a show that she's calling Coffee with Crones. And it's going to be a quote-unquote talk show of sketch comedy, improv, and audience participation. And it's got also Linda Stern and Lisa Lutton-Weitzman. And they're going to be lending their comedic talents to that on April 27th. But it's in Carlisle at the Cornerstone Coffee House.
That sounds great. We'll link up to all of this on the show post for today's episode.
Woohoo!
Thanks again for stopping by and letting us know what's going on in the world of theater.
Thank you, Jason.
Joanna Underhill is a longtime theater professional here in Lancaster. She is currently a teaching artist at the Fulton's Academy of Theater and vice chair of Creative Works of Lancaster. Learn more about the Academy of Theater at thefulton.org and keep up with our friends at Creative Works at their website, creativelancaster.org. March 2013 is coming to a close, but if you're a fan of Irish music, you know that St. Patrick's Day might be designated as a single day, but the music and culture is celebrated in a big way all month long. The Kilmaine Saints, with members from all over central Pennsylvania, including Harrisburg and Lancaster, is one of those bands that stays very busy during the month of March, and this year was no exception. Only a few of the highlights this year was an appearance on a float in the Philadelphia St. Patrick's Day Parade on March 10th. Then on the 16th, the band was in Manhattan performing at Stout NYC during New York's parade, followed by the annual Kilmaine Saints Patrick's Day at ABC in Harrisburg on the 17th. I caught up with frontman and lead vocalist Brendan Power for a chat about the madness that is March and the band's outstanding second album, Drunken Redemption, that came out last September. It's the Kilmaine Saints on Around the Wood Stove. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Brendan Power from Kilmaine Saints. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
I just love you guys. It's March. It's St. Patrick's Month. We've bypassed the real madness.
Yeah.
By the time this sees the light of day, this interview, but we're in the midst of it.
We'll be resting and sobering up by the time people hear this.
That's right. But it's St. Patrick's Month, and that means Irish music everywhere. And Central Pennsylvania's best Celtic rock band, by all means, Kilmaine Saints, with a brand new, not a brand new anymore, but a new album, brand new for the season, Drunken Redemption, that came out last fall. It's the second album from the band, and it just kicks. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It just rocks. It's a great album. I want to talk about how you made it, the process, some of the things you did different with this one. But first, let's talk about March, because that's what we just went through.
Yeah.
That's what we're in the midst of. What's March? Tell me what March is for a band like yours.
It's exciting, a little stressful, trying to work through the logistics of everything. We try not to play too close to our home base with Harrisburg, because you know we want to keep them waiting. We try and make sure that we have a show St. Patrick's Day in Harrisburg. So you want to have them waiting to, you know, make some more rabid fans, which is what we want. But you still need to get out and travel, and working around everybody's schedules and everybody's, you know, very, very good family people, it can be a little more challenging, but it's exciting, you know, and it's experience. There's never a lack of stories when we go out on the road, that's for certain.
And March, it's like New Year's Eve for other bands,
yeah.
But all month long, really, right?
It really is. I always say, I work it into the set somewhere in the evening that they may have only given us a day, but by God, we've taken a whole month now. So,
how has the live show evolved over the years?
It really has started out as being nervous as hell and standing in front of people and probably sweating more than anybody else in the room, but... just the camaraderie we've developed on stage. You know, we went through some lineup changes. You know, I know you've been in several bands throughout your career.
Yeah.
You know, that comes and goes, and it just takes a little while to get that security and that sense that, you know, you just do your job. Everybody else is going to be, you know, good to go. And we've had that. And, you know, we just got Barry Mills back into the band, and he actually was the one to play guitar on The Good, the Plaid, and the Ugly, the first album. And this was Dave Neils, who recorded on Drunken Redemption.
Uh-huh.
But just schedule-wise, he just wasn't able to commit some of the things we had to do. And it was sad to see him go. But Barry was able to come back, and it was nice with having to go through a change, bringing somebody back that we were so used to.
Absolutely.
You know, it was like putting on, you know, an old pair of jeans again. Sorry, Barry, I called you an old pair of jeans.
What's the wildest... Kilmaine live experience now? Because I mean, it's been a while since I've talked to you about this.
I would say our CD release party for Drunken Redemption was St. Patrick's Day last year was awesome. It was great, and I didn't think it could get any better than that. The CD release party this year was absolutely insane. I mean, I never did any of the moshing. I didn't get involved in that, but to see it happen just from on stage is just funny, and it's awesome. I mean, we've played, you know, some bigger venues and had bigger crowds, but I think just seeing the CD release people that we did it through the Kickstarter fund, which if anybody is out, you know, listening to this and makes music, I definitely look into the Kickstarter fund. It's a great way to get things started and to help finance, you know, a project that you have. We were very lucky with the fan base we have. We had a large portion of the CD paid for, and then, you know, we had perks. People could buy T-shirts. We actually allowed them to come in and sing on the CD.
I wanted to ask you about that, because that was one of the greatest perks I've ever seen on a Kickstarter.
Awesome. And it was really, really cool. We have pictures on our website from when we did that. And, you know, we had a lot of people do it. And it goes to show what our fans are like and how much fun they have and the support. And really, they're friends. They've become, instead of being like, you know, people that come see the shows, they're like friends and family. And, you know, they really, really are good people. But I think... the CD release in September was probably, I think, the craziest experience. It was just amazing. You left there and you thought, how could we ever go back to do anything ever again that's going to be this good?
Some day in kind.
It's All for One from the Kilmaine Saints on Around the Wood Stove. That track comes from the band's second album, Drunken Redemption, the follow-up to a very successful debut album called The Good, The Plaid, and The Ugly. Drunken Redemption was recorded by Jason Schaefer at Full Tilt Productions in Mechanicsburg.
From the band's perspective, what was the process like for Drunken Redemption compared to the first record?
The first record, Frank Aponte, who was in our band for a long time, actually had done all the scheduling of everything. And he really did a great job. You know, everything, we had an itinerary, this is our budget, we had to do it, you'd be here. And John took it over, and he did a great job on Drunken Redemption. I mean, I don't know how he did it. I don't think he slept. But he did a fantastic job with getting everything set up and scheduled. This time, it did feel more like work.
Didn't the last record you did it really quickly?
We did it in a couple of days. It was basically within 3-4 days. This one was stretched out, and we had a couple acts of God that kind of stepped in the way and prevented. We were afraid it actually almost did not come out on time. I went to do the final tracks, and a fire started and burnt the studio down.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was. I was actually in the booth. I think John tried to set the fire. I know John and I haven't always gotten along. So, just kidding, John.
So you were in the studio, and did the fire alarm go off?
No, somebody came running in, said there's smoke coming from somewhere. We went upstairs, and they're not sure if it was. It was really hot. It was 101, 102. It was a brush fire that had started. I'm not sure the final comeuppance of what had happened, but yeah, it went up.
So would you grab the tapes?
Or? Oh, we grabbed everybody ran in. We started grabbing the hard drives. John and Liz were with me, and we started grabbing the hard drives. Jason grabbed everything, and Jason, to his credit, Jason made sure he got everything out of there he needed to. You know, we're not even thinking about the CD at that point. You know, this guy's really lost almost everything, we thought. And here to find that, you know, getting it out in a good, timely fashion, he was able to save it. And we thought, well, now, even still, you know, now we're backed up a couple more weeks, and we had a very, very tight schedule. But he made do. He set us up in another studio. We went in, and we were able to knock it out and get it released on time. So when I tell you that this almost cost us our lives, I'm not kidding.
And I guess it brings meaning to this, like, flame shamrock image.
Yeah, exactly. That was actually planned way ahead of time. But, there's a little bit of foreshadowing there.
You've established a cool pattern on how you start these records, right? With the build-up and then the boom, right? Yeah. And then the big anthem.
Oh, yeah. And we try and put our shows like that, too. You know, once you get people up moving, you know, then you let them have a little bit of break. And you bring in a song like 57 or Field of Athenry to kind of give them a breather and give other people a chance to listen to some things they want to listen to as well.
Here's the opening of Drunken Redemption, Quick March, into the second track, Battle Cry. It's the Kilmaine Saints on Around the Wood Stove. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each day, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Today my guest is Brendan Power from the Kilmaine Saints. We're talking about songs from their second and latest album, Drunken Redemption.
Come to Town, I think, is really, really a great song. Liz is an incredible writer, lyrically as well as, you know, writing her songs and music. And she really did a nice job of pointing out the hypocrisy in politics. And it was a very well-written song. Went together well. We played it out. We've had a lot of success with the people who are really, really liking it. And the music, it's very up-tempo. She mm-hmm. keeps a very, very, very strong beat going throughout it. And it showcases, you know, Bill Brown plays the banjo on it very, very well. And Liz plays the fiddle, and there's a nice guitar part in there. So I think it's a song that encompasses everything. Good vocals. It's got good lyrics. Everybody has their own part in the entire song. So...
When We Come to Town from the Kilmaine Saints on Around the Woodstove. The Saints mix their high-energy Celtic rock with a softer and more traditional sound. One of those traditional songs featured on Drunken Redemption is Fields of Athenry. Here's Brendan Power.
Fields of Athenry I really enjoyed doing.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Irish songs.
We got some of the reviews came back and actually criticized us a little bit because it's such an overplayed song, but... people say, well, you know, it's definitely a rebel song, and to some extent it is, but it truly is just a ballad, of a guy doing whatever he had to do to keep his family fed, and just a very, very well written song. I've always been a big Paddy Riley fan, and that was when I listened to him sing it, just the emotion that he would bring, and for us, it's a hard driving band, you know, and like you said, we bring the energy. It was really nice to find our own sound with that and something that's different, without a doubt.
By a lone prison wall, that I heard a young girl call, oh, thee, Michael, they have taken you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so your young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Lorelei, the field of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. When our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
At the Woodstove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Woodstove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Woodstove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. And now back to the conversation with Brendan Power from the Kilmaine Saints on Around the Woodstove.
What was really awesome about this CD was... it really was a team effort. Mike and Frank Aponte and Liz had kind of written The Good, the Plaid, and the Ugly. Mm-hmm. But in this one, I had written 57. John had written The Whiskey's Calling, Bottom Up Whiskey's Calling, which really was a great idea because it's just an acoustic song with a great message to it, you know, about, you know, people that... geared towards people that were in the band that aren't with us and friends that have passed away. And just a really, really nice song and a sing-along. And we were kind of nervous to play it out the first couple of times to see how it went. And I think, honestly, it's one of the better songs on the CD as far as crowd response. Liz wrote quite a few songs in this album as well. She really did a great job on Good Plaid and the Ugly and just, you know, took off with it and has become an even better songwriter now.
Yeah.
And underneath all those tattoos, Mike McNaughton is just an incredible poet. He really is a, does a great job of writing. He has feelings. He'll deny them, but he has feelings.
Are there Irish songs you refuse to play?
Yes. We have to play it, but Wild Rover. If I hear that song one more time this month, I think I'll hang myself. I mean, there are a few. You know, even Danny Boy, we do a bluesy version to at least make it somewhat different.
Yeah.
But, you know, during March, you'll play those songs and festivals. But actually, when we go to a festival, I don't think we typically play Wild Rover because every other band is playing it. Yeah. So, there are some songs that as soon as March is over, like, that's it. I don't want to hear that song again.
It really is an interesting culture because there are these songs that are just embedded in that culture. And people just expect it. They just, you know, no matter who's playing, if you're an Irish band or of any kind, they want to hear those songs. And it's challenging, you know, as a musician.
It is because, you know, we get people that want us to play a lot of Rebel songs, which I think we do a little bit of that, but you know, have to be careful with that, with you know, stepping over any kind of political lines. But you know, we've incorporated some of that. Definitely, I mean, you know, British Soldiers, Going Home, British Soldier on the CD. But yeah, we try and mix some of that stuff in. But at the same time, we don't want to be a cover band. We definitely want to push our stuff because we work so hard at it.
Here's a song written by my guest Brendan Power and fiddler Liz Mallon, performed by their band, the Kilmaine Saints, on the album Drunken Redemption. It's 57 on Around the Wood Stove.
From generation to generation, the tales were passed down of the poor lost souls who wander about town. The ragged clothes and the holes in their shoes, their straggly hair and the reeking of booze. These brave 57 left from Donegal Bay, a phone load of parties come to walk the railway. And shilling in hand, unwanted men in a foreign land. So sip on your pint and I'll tell you a tale of the brave 57 from Donegal set sail. Was it not the disease but rather the hate at Duffy's Con where they met their fate?
What's the future for the Kilmaine Saints?
We're going to take a couple weeks off, and then get right back at it. Festival season is coming up.
Yeah, summertime's big.
It is, and we're really excited because I think the opinion when we first started was that we were a little too, you know, ragged and a little too tough and rough to be a festival band, but that has really changed. We've really gotten into some big festivals this summer. The Irish Classic in Bethlehem. We're playing all 3 nights or all 3 days there.
Wow,
5 shows actually, which is we're
excited
about. Thank you. And the you know, the Celtic Fling. You know, this is our 3rd year there. We're really getting a lot more attention at that festival. We're also playing the Scranton Irish Festival with the Blaggarts, which we actually played a show with them a couple weeks ago. You talk about a fun band. A really, really good band out of Texas. So the festival scene is really, really kicking off for us, and it's a great, great time. Good exposure, but it's also a lot of fun.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and I really wish you guys all the best.
Thank you very much.
You can find the Kilmaine Saints online at kilmainesaints.com or connect with them on Facebook and Twitter. You can also link up from the show post for today's episode on our website, woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.